It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vida, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby, and good to be chatting with you and listeners again today.
We have a heart-wrenching tale of thwarted love, scandal and self-sacrifice this week with Welsh National Opera's production of Verdi's La Traviata at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So, Vida, was this an eloquent and highly charged production of La Traviata, as some people have been saying?
It was a beautiful production, Toby. I've been lucky enough to see Welsh National Opera's production of La Traviata on a couple of occasions over the last decade. It's also always very moving, very emotional. And what was interesting, I went with a friend who'd never seen the opera before, and she found it really engaging, very moving, very powerful, very compelling. So that probably tells you more than me having gone for two or three times, because it gives a fresh approach to it. And it was a really thought-provoking show as well, because a good storyline, relatively easy to follow, even more easy to follow courtesy of the audio description, of course, and the helpful touch to her beforehand.
And I believe it starts with a very raucous party at Violetta's own house, which I think is sort of decorated in black lace and Gothic trimmings, which I think gives a nod to her status in society. So a very sort of striking, colourful and impressive set for this production.
Absolutely. And that was brought out when we went on the stage to have a look at the costumes, literally get a feel for some of the props and have a look at the set. And you're absolutely right in what you've just said there, Toby. That was entirely true. And it was very much done, I think I'm right in saying, in very much period costumes and all the rest of it. And the eye to detail, you know, there's bundles of her letters and things like that, that perhaps even if you had sight in the audience, you wouldn't get the detail of, but going up on the stage and going on the touch tour and getting a chance to close up, have a look at these things, makes you realise how much effort, hard work, preparation goes into producing these productions.
Yeah, I think that's some of the nice things about going on a touch tour. You get to see little things that I think the general sort of audience would never actually really recognise. As you say, all that sort of hard detail when you've got sort of paper that actually has things written on it and it actually says things rather than just a load of lines that people might not see from the back of the auditorium.
Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to say was that, as people are probably aware, very often if an opera is sung in a different language, there are surtitles which sort of paraphrase what's being said in the lyrics or the arias or whatever. And it was interesting that, once again, this has happened before and I find it really useful, that as part of their audio description, part of their script, Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy weave in paraphrasing of what is being sung. So you can follow that as well, even though you can't obviously see the surtitles if you're visually impaired. You still get a flavour for what is happening in the unfolding drama, not only is described, but so are some of the arias and words going with it. So that adds to your, certainly in my case anyway, appreciation and enjoyment of the show.
And there are some wonderful pieces of music in La Traviata, and I think some people might sort of recognise what I think is generally termed as the drinking song, but there are some wonderful other arias too. Did any sort of stand out for you, Vida?
There's the drinking song, which is well known, as you absolutely rightly observed, Toby, but there are some beautiful ones. And actually, you know, the overture is equally beautiful as well. That sort of sets the scene on the whole unfolding action, if you like. You realise it's going to be poignant as a result of that opening overture. And the music was beautiful. The singing was fantastic. And the lead role was, I thought, I'm not necessarily an expert, but to my ear, sounded absolutely A1 and a really good voice. And judging by the reception at the end of the performance, I don't think I was the only one in the theatre to have thought that.
Yeah, I think it was Australian soprano Stacey Alleman who was in the role of Violetta. And she was, I mean, I watched a few YouTube videos of her singing and her performance is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing, and it was a key factor in certainly my appreciation of the programme. And also, I think my friend who I referred to a moment ago, she really found her voice absolutely superb.
And it's also, I mean, I think the whole cast as well, because not only are there some wonderful solo parts, but the cast get very much involved in taking you on that journey of the story of La Traviata.
Absolutely. And you could tell that they were enthusiastic by the way they were singing and acting and involved in the various scenes involving more of the cast. And yeah, it was it's one of those operas that I don't think one would ever tire of. And I think it's no surprise that perhaps WNO have done this on a number of occasions over the past decade, and it still draws in the crowd. So very good production.
And it has been described as a great opera, sort of an introduction to opera for most people. And I think some people might sort of see some similarities with the story of some films like Pretty Woman and Moulin Rouge. So do you think this is a good sort of introductory opera, Vida?
It's a great point you make there, actually. And I keep coming back to this point, but my friend who came with me this time, she has only ever seen one other opera, which was La Bohème, which I thought was a great one to introduce people to. But if you want another one that's also equally good as an initiation into the world of opera, then Traviata, I think, certainly comes into that category. And certainly based on the reaction of my friend, she found it captivating and is keen to go and see more. So hopefully that tells its own story.
Well, for more about Welsh National Opera and audio-described performances of their productions, do visit their website, which is wno.org.uk/take-part/access-performances. Next time, Vidar, I think we've got a bit of ballet with Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of The Nutcracker.
So getting into a sort of pre-Christmas mood with what is often a curtain raiser to the festive season for yours truly, absolutely, Toby, looking at Nutcracker, beautiful music of Tchaikovsky and the amazing ballet of Birmingham Royal's Ballet. So hopefully looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners in the next couple of weeks or so.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Welsh National Opera's production of La Traviata at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure, Toby. Thank you very much indeed.